From EAA Air Venture Convention Grounds in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, we welcome you to this evening's live broadcast of Theater in the Woods. Tonight's program features the EAA Concert Band, conducted once again by Elton Isley. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt presenting this year's General Aviation Awards, including CFI of the Year. An update on Virgin Galactic from its Chief Executive Officer George Whitesides, reporting on the most recent test flights of Spaceship Two. And tonight's highlight, TV personality David Hartman hosts the Salute to Naval Aviation with Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Gary Roughead and three naval aviators who flew to the moon and back, Captain Jim Lovell, Captain Gene Cernan, and Captain Dick Gordon. Enjoy the show on EAA Radio.
Is to recognize individual aviation professionals on the local, regional, and national levels for their contributions to aviation, education, and safety.
The awards program is a cooperative effort between many general aviation industry supporters as well as the Federal Aviation Administration.
We are sure you all know a flight instructor, an airframe and power plant mechanic, an avionics technician, and or a FAST team representative worthy of recognition. Nominations start at your local FISDOs with FAA Safety Team Program Managers. The local winners are sent to the eight FAA regions, and regional winners are then sent up to the national level.
We are here tonight to present the Class of 2011, the National AMT of the Year, the National Avionics Technician of the Year, the National Certificated Flight Instructor of the Year, and the National FAST Team Representative of the Year. Tonight's awards will be presented by past National General Aviation Awards winners. And first up will be Tom Hendershot, the 2003 National AMT of the Year.
Good evening. Thank you all very much for being here. The National Aviation Maintenance Technician, or the AMT of the Year, Joseph Joe Morales, is a resident of Lakewood, Colorado, is a quality control manager and repair station chief inspector for DAS Aviation at the United States Air Force Academy, Colorado Springs. DAS Aviation maintains more than 50 aircraft in support of various United States Air Force flight training activities. Joe's an AMP mechanic with inspection authorization and also a certified flight inspector, a member of the AMT Society and the AOPA. He's a FAST team representative in Denver and a captain in the Civil Air Patrol. He not only represents the Denver FISDO, but also the FAA's Mountain Region. Joe?
Joe Morales has been an airframe and power plant technician for 31 years and has held inspection authorization for 18 of those years. Joe works at the U.S. Air Force Academy for DAS Aviation, performing maintenance on aircraft used in the Academy's soaring and skydiving programs. After initially earning his AMP, Joe began employment at Lockheed in 1980, where he spent time in the Skunk Works and later on the P-3C Orion flight line. He became a field quality assurance representative and spent 5 years in Canada. After Lockheed, he worked at various manufacturing modification facilities, spending time on the B-2 stealth bomber production line, as well as working in general aviation. During the early 1990s, Joe earned his private pilot certificate, becoming a CFI as well as a CFII, and now provides flight training at Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport in Broomfield, Colorado. During the mid-1990s, Joe joined the U.S. Naval Academy and served with Patrol Squadron 65 in California as an aviation machinist mate, working on some of the very same P-3Cs he helped build 15 years earlier. After several years at Southern California's Mojave Airport, where he was first exposed to warbirds, Joe relocated to Colorado. Joe became very involved in the jet warbird community and has helped several owners maintain surplus military jets. In 2008, He was crew chief for a Rolls-Royce Viper-powered L-29, piloted by Mike Mangold of Red Bull fame at the National Championship Air Races held in Reno. Mike and Joe placed second, a considerable accomplishment for a rookie pilot and crew chief. He currently serves as chief inspector at two repair stations operated by DOS Aviation. Joe carefully divides his time between two passions, family and aviation. A member of the AMT Society and AOPA, he's an FAA safety team representative and a captain in the Civil Air Patrol. Joe Morales represents the Denver FISDO as well as the FAA's Northwest Mountain Region.
Wow. I am truly in a hall of aviation giants, and I'm humbled and honored to be here. Mr. Hendershot, I thank all of you, and all of you have placed me here. Next month, it'll be 34 years since a scrawny little kid walked into a school located right next to LAX at West Los Angeles Airport College Center with the hopes of earning an AMP license. What happened at that day was a culmination of a childhood passion coming together, and it nurtured into a career. That process is still happening today. Let's face it, folks, airplanes are just cool. And that's why we're here today. And that's why I'm in this profession, and I'm here, and I thank all of you. As stated, I'm humbled and honored to be here, in some ways even saddened, as I know there are dozens of other technicians and mechanics with vast knowledge and passion who have mentored me over the years, who I feel are also deserving of this type of award. This also includes my many fellow employees at DOS Aviation, who has always given me the tools to do my job and do it properly, and I thank them for that. As an AMP, only thing I've ever tried to do is do my job right, do it right the first time, and ensure that everything I've done, I could use the term airworthy correctly. As many of us have heard over the years, our certificates have always been licenses to learn. Well, folks, I'm not ashamed to say that I'm still learning today, and that makes me a career student, and that's something I'll always be proud of. Thank you. The only thing I could promise those who have brought me here today is that I will leave with a quest to mentor those who are junior to me and guide them through this industry the same way I've been guided, and by some wonderful and talented people. There are so many out there who I want to thank that time just won't let me. So all I have to say is you're always in my thoughts and prayers, and I thank everyone who's brought me here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Thank all of you. God bless. Have a good evening.
Okay, next up is Al Engel, the 2003 National Avionics Technician of the Year.
Good evening. I was asked to introduce Russ Callender as this year's Avionics Technician of the Year. I thought I wanted to spend a few minutes with him to kind of get to know him a little bit. And I spoke to him, and quickly I realized that Russ is what Malcolm Gladwell would call an outlier. An outlier is someone who excels at something and has a passion for something early in life, and they excel at it. And Russ is that person. He's had a lifelong interest in electronics. He was a ham operator in his teens. He joined the Army, where he had an aptitude for electronics. Out of the Army, he joined Control Data Corporation, where he continued his electronic career. There was a flying school that he joined. He learned to fly, got his private pilot's license, and decided to marry his two passions into avionics. So he purchased a small avionics company, which 30 years later became RC Avionics. 30 years later, having gained the respect of the industry and the FAA, which is what you have to do to stand here tonight, I am pleased to introduce you to Russ Callender, the National Avionics Technician of the Year.
Thank you.
Russ Callender holds an FAA repairman certificate and is a private pilot with over 32 years of avionics maintenance and repair experience, ranging from light sport aircraft through cabin-class business jets. He is president of RC Avionics, located at Anoka County Airport in Minnesota, with additional facilities located at Crystal Airport, St. Paul Downtown Airport, and New Richmond Regional in Wisconsin. Russ began working with controlled data display, where his interest in aviation grew. After joining a flying club and beginning his pilot training in 1972, he became interested in the technical and business aspects of flying, becoming an officer in the flying club. In 1974, he left controlled data display to continue his education, graduating from an avionics maintenance college in Alexandria, Minnesota, 2 years later. He gained avionics experience working for Elliott Aviation in Des Moines and Aircraft Electronics in Minneapolis. In 1978, Russ opened an avionics repair facility where he designed and fabricated test equipment and secured an FAA certified repair station certificate. This startup avionics shop was later renamed RC Avionics. The new shop grew into a 15-employee, four-location company providing avionics maintenance for the upper Midwest. Russ supervises, trains, and mentors new avionics technicians, assuring his technicians remain open to all facets of aviation. It is not uncommon to have biz jets and Cubs side by side in the shop. RC Avionics is a Part 145 operation and has recently expanded its facility to add electronic flight simulation. Russ's philosophy is, with today's advanced instrumentation, pilot training is an essential part of every sale. RC Avionics has teamed with SimFlight Minnesota to provide training for pilots buying new avionics panels. Customers have access to flight training and glass cockpit simulators while their aircraft are being upgraded, thereby enhancing pilot proficiency and safety. A U.S. Army veteran, Russ is a member of AEA, AOPA, EAA, and NATA. Russ Callender represents the Minneapolis FISDO in the FAA Great Lakes region.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to also thank the AEA and everybody involved in aviation and the awards program. One other person that I want to thank is probably a person that everyone in this room has heard the name of and is very familiar with, and that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, it is because of He that I am who I am. I also want to thank the people and the staff of RC Avionics. When I got this award, I really feel as though there was a string attached to it, and the string goes right to the employees who have made me who I am. So you see, again, I am who I am because of them. Also, I really believe when somebody is given something, they need to give something back, and I would like to dedicate my award to the military branches of our country, past, present, and future. And I'd like to bring out one person that has indirectly impacted my life, and that is Master Sergeant Ellery Anders. Now, you may ask yourself, who is Master Sergeant Ellery Anders? Well, he happens to be the daddy of Nancy Jean Anders Callender, who is a person in my life who has made me, again, who I am. So in conclusion, I would like to say that I've been fortunate and been blessed by many things in my life. And one of them happens to be a teacher that I had in high school. And one of the things that she required of me and every student is that we learn something about our country. And I happened to learn, I had to memorize the Star Spangled Banner. Now, I'm not going to sing for you, so you can relax. But I do want to quote, I believe it's the fourth verse. And it has a lot to do with the trials and tribulations that we see as an individual and as a country. We have hot wars, cold wars, political wars, and we have wars with our medical situations we find ourselves in. And it goes something like this. Conquer we must, for our cause it is just, and this be our motto, and God is our trust. and the Star-Spangled Banner forever shall wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now that verse has a lot of impact and a lot of meaning, and I think Francis Key Scott, I believe he's the one, was warning us. And there's a warning in there that we have to adhere to the principles that our country was founded on. And our very foundation is God. And I see so many of it wandering and mushy and political correct. And I want to assure you that if we maintain that verse, we will be a strong nation and the flag will fly forever over this country. Thank you very much.